Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm not sure how well you can see me. Probably if you can't see my face too well, that's a good thing. But I'm not sure if you've ever been in a situation and you've wondered, is there light at the end of the tunnel? You find yourself in a dark, lonely, difficult place, and it seems like a deep, deep tunnel, and you wonder, is there light at the end of the tunnel? And maybe whenever you think there is light at the end of the tunnel, maybe you fear that that light is the light of an oncoming train. Sometimes in life, things can be very, very difficult. And we often find ourselves in situations and we think that perhaps there's absolutely no way out. When the Bible is full of men and women who found themselves in very difficult circumstances, very difficult situations, and yet they proved the grace and the sufficiency of God. I think of Joseph, who is a young lad at the age of 17, was sold by his brothers into slavery. And whenever Joseph went on that mission from his father to go after his brethren, his estranged brethren, just like the Lord Jesus, in obedience to his father, going after the lost sheep of the house of Israel, whenever Joseph found his brethren, they took him, and they threw him into a pit. They threw him into a well. And the only way that Joseph could see light was to look up. And the psalmist said in Psalm 121, and I find myself reading this psalm with many of God's people over the last fortnight or so that are going through trials. The psalmist said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Whenever Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, he described them before they were converted, before they were born again of the Spirit of God, and he reminds them of how life once was. And he said that at that time you were without Christ, having no hope, and without God in this present world. And for so many that are living in our day and generation, there seems to be very, very little hope. And yet, whenever we turn to the pages of this precious book, the Word of God, we find that there are many, many instances whenever we're presented with the wonderful hope of the Gospel. The Bible speaks about the hope of the Gospel. The Word of God speaks about the hope of Israel. The Word of God speaks about the hope that is within you. The Bible speaks about our blessed hope, the great appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The psalmist could say, thou art my hope from my youth. And here's a little verse. I just want to leave it with you. It's Psalm 146, verse number 5. And it's a beautiful verse. Psalm 146 and verse number 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous, the Lord preserveth the strangers, he relieveth the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, and all generations praise ye the Lord. What a wonderful psalm that is, Psalm 146. Verse number 5, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Maybe you find yourself today in a tunnel. You find it difficult to see light at the end of the tunnel. Put your hope in God. Stayed upon Jehovah. Hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. And as we travel through the wilderness of this world, praise God, the Christian has a light to guide him. And there's greater light still at the end of the tunnel. That blessed hope and that glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hang in there, child of God. Put your trust in the Savior afresh. Keep your heart close to the Lord and keep your hope in the Lord. And may God bless you in these days. Let me just remind you again, the gospel mission on the old Burnhouse site, the Moyer Road in Lisburn. If you live anywhere near the area, or even if you don't and you live in the island somewhere, you're very welcome to come along. We'd love to see you. And please pray that God's Spirit will move in these days. May God bless you, and thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye.